Indiana's General Assembly is a part-time citizen legislature, meaning when the session is over, lawmakers go back home to their regular jobs. Legislators say that gives them a unique perspective on issues up for debate at the State House. But, as House Ethics Commission Chair Greg Steuerwald notes, it can also leave the door open for conflicts of interest.
Then you have to have the balance between a person's expertise and being able to share that expertise, but not to the point where they become an advocate.
It's that gray area that's led to a number of recent high-profile conflicts of interest at the State House. Last year, Cicero Republican Representative Eric Turner allegedly worked behind the scenes to kill a bill that would have financially hurt his family's business. And this year, the spotlight turned to Richmond Republican Richard Ham after he spoke on the House floor against a bill that would have impacted his business.
You know I'm in the funeral business.
Ham owns two casket manufacturing companies. In his speech, he demonized a bill that would have allowed certain chemicals to be used to dissolve human remains.
We're going to put them in acid and just let them dissolve away, and then we're going to let them run down the drain out into the sewers.
After that graphic speech, Ham cast one of 59 votes that killed the bill. Incidences like these have soured the public's perception of the State House. According to a 2014 Ball State University survey, 66% of respondents said Indiana's ethics laws need to be strengthened.
Some people have taken advantage. I mean, it's clear. And we have a lot of examples out there in the past 4 or 5 years.
Portage Democratic Senator Karen Talion is part of a coalition of lawmakers working to update Indiana's Code of Ethics. The measure contains a series of provisions aimed at increasing transparency and accountability. Under current law, legislators must fill out a statement of economic interest, a form disclosing the lawmaker's financial involvement. The bill would expand the definition of employer to include all business entities that make up at least 25% of their income. It also requires lawmakers to report any stock holdings worth $5,000 or more. Julia Vaughn is the policy director for Common Cause Indiana, a citizens' advocacy group.
In terms of disclosure, though, the bill, it takes us really from the dark ages to the 21st century.
Vaughn says an administrative office should review the legislators' statements of economic interest, not House and Senate ethics committees. And she recommends allowing citizens to participate in the hearing process once a complaint has been filed.
It brings in some people who are not so close to the problem that they can't be objective.
Steuerwald, who is co-author of the bill, says the legislation already provides an outside perspective by establishing the Office of Legislative Ethics. He says the nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency would appoint an employee to serve in an advisory role to lawmakers.
We thought it would be a fruitful discussion to include them, kind of an independent entity who can help the Ethics Committee form some opinions.
The measure doesn't just deal with the legislature. It also updates Indiana's ethics laws when it comes to state employees. For example, the legislation prohibits the use of state resources for political purposes, a response to ethics violations by former Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tony Bennett. While the bill calls for each legislator to undergo a mandatory ethics rule seminar each year, Vaughn says true institutional change must come from the lawmakers themselves. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Payne Horning.